Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, well, thank you, as I give myself a round of applause. Welcome to the first radio edition of Networking with Nefertari here on Evol. Evol, as you know, is our new online radio network. It's no longer just a show. It's an entire network. And we have a variety of shows. We have DJs. We have talk shows, relationship talk, sports talk, you name it. We have it. And one of the shows is my show. I am the CEO of Evol, and I'm also a host. And my show is Networking with Nefertari. Once again, giving myself a round of applause. And today, I am interviewing someone who I respect dearly, as do my children, as does our community, which is her community. She is embarking upon a huge project that is geared not only to be fun, but it also helps you get in shape and get healthy. It is called, Stevie, let's say it together. Charged up.
Charged up.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. I get the joke. Welcome, Miss CG Carr.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me back, I should say.
Yeah, I guess that's right. I actually have a show called, this one is Networking with Nefertari, and it's the radio version, and I have a television show on PsychTV.com called Networking with Nefertari Nelson, which I also bring you the visual behind the interview. And that one, we can't get into the nitty-gritty like we can on the radio. It's a more structured interview. So,
So I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, you're ready. So here on the radio, CG, we are going to let our hair down.
Okay.
Speaking of hair, that's how we met.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Yes, we talked about it in our interview. We met because you did my daughter's hair years ago. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. Do you remember that?
That was back in my hairstyling days. You know, you mentioned it on the show, and as I'm sitting there and you were trying to refresh my memory of that moment, and the way you spoke about it, you made it seem as if I changed that day for you and your daughter, and I had no idea that I did something like that for anyone. Like, I didn't know. So I'm sitting there, and I'm smiling as you're sharing the story. I'm just like, wow, like you never really know how you touch somebody.
How you touch someone's life. You changed not only the day, but the entire trip. Because she was being sent to her father, who was in another state, California, across the country. So he could not call me to come do her hair if there was an issue. So something as small as a little girl's hair may seem small, but a little girl's self-esteem are, you know, focus around things that we can't even fathom because we're grown and we have bigger things to worry about. But you braided her hair up into this beautiful style that lasted her entire trip. And we have been singing your praises behind your back ever since.
Aw, let me share something. When I was little, someone did my hair when I was little. My father, and I don't know if I've ever told you this, but my father used to own a few salons within New Jersey and Philadelphia. Uh-huh. So I started as a shampoo girl in his salon, one of his salons in Philly. So one of the ladies that worked at the salon did my hair. And I think I was in second grade. And it's just going to sound country to ratchet to all whatever I'm about to say. So I was excited because the next day of school, we had one of the teachers that taught at the elementary school I went to. She was infamous for bringing everybody into a class, and we would square dance. Like, she would teach us all how to square dance. And I don't know, this was her thing, but we just couldn't. We could not wait for square dancing day. So now that's the country part. So I said, I need my hair done very nice. I need to look, you know, on point for square dance day. And the lady did my hair, and she used all of this spritz, like it pulled it up into like a really high ponytail. Then she gave me spirals. Then she sprayed like glitter in there. And then she used stencils and sprayed with hair color, like TVs and different things in the back of my hair. So I thought I was just, I thought I was fabulous. Now that I'm thinking about it now, I looked a hot mess. But I looked a hot mess, and I went TV spray painted in the back of my hair and all this spritz and these spirals and this glitter, and I thought I was killing them. But you know
and
what? I remember.
Matter.
Yeah.
You remember? Yeah, it doesn't matter how anybody else feels about you at that moment because you felt good about yourself.
I did. She gave me a memory. And I'm thinking about it as a child. That one hairstyle that you feel you were just killing them with, yeah, it stays with you.
It does stay with you. It's a once-in-a-lifetime feel-good feeling that she could now get on that plane, you know, and feel so confident because she felt like she was together. And nobody would take us. Everybody turned their heads because it was 2 o'clock on a Saturday when we walked in.
Oh, yeah.
And no one else would help us, and everyone turned their heads when they saw us coming because she has a lot of hair similar to you. She has a similar texture as yours, a big, beautiful lock. Mm-hmm. However, no one wanted to touch it, and you said, come on over. Come, you were so kind, and I will never forget you for that. But that, you know, I brought that up because you are it's a triple threat. It's a trifecta. I don't even know what to call you because you do so much. So tell me about how you started doing hair.
Well, I started doing hair because my father owned a few different salons in, you know, the greater Philadelphia area. So I started as a shampoo girl. And then, you know, it became something where I said, this is what I want to do. So I would braid out of my home, you know, and then my father got me a salon chair that I would keep in my room. And then I started bringing clients in, you know, and I would mess their hairs up, you know, practice. Because, you know, practice makes perfect. So that's where I was destroying people. Yeah, it was bad. So I hadn't had any previous experience in a salon. But when I got to high school, they had the cosmetology program there. So, shout out to my high school, Willendale High. Yeah, they had the cosmetology program where you could get your permit and license through Willendale High. And, you know, I went through that. And I took my state board test, and, you know, after that, I went and I got a job directly from high school at a local salon that was just opening up, and it was called T&I, and the owner was a Philadelphia Eagle at the time, Jeremiah Trotter. So, and my father was working.
Yes, and my wife, she's a realtor, Tammy Trotter. She's an amazingly beautiful woman, woman of God, and I love her dearly.
I can't say enough about Tammy. I love Tammy. She is. I can't say enough about her. Yeah. You know, I light up whenever. Like, I haven't seen Tammy in years. You know, via text, we'll text here and there, you know, 1 year or here or somewhere. But, you know, whenever I do hear her name or whenever I have reached out to her, she's always been responsive. And she's just a beautiful person. Like, I love her.
She was.
Yeah,
she
but
is.
That's how I got my start. Yeah.
That's how you got you started. And what a beautiful way to get started, you know. And then to not only be such a young, beautiful, amazing woman with a license in a salon, to be humble enough to see a little girl walk in with hair. And, you know, you said, come on over, let me help you. So, yes, she follows you on Facebook. And you probably don't even know this, but she still loves you till this day. Yeah, her name is Octavia Monroe, and she is one of your biggest fans because you have something to follow now, ladies. You are doing, oh my God, five stars!
Yes,
like
so
Oprah.
I'm so excited.
You got a car!
I'm sorry, I know, that's what sounds like. Oh, it, you
know,
but I light up like that.
I'm shaking like she shakes when I say it. Car stuff! Now, tell us all about Charged Up. I want to hear every detail because I want to really feel as excited as we are about your movement.
First, let me say, I am going to find Octavia on Facebook and just let her know that she has just made me smile with this story. Like, I really need to send her a message. I'm going to find her.
Yes.
But,
yes.
I will.
Yeah, send people to you to get their hair done. I don't even know if you knew that. Like, you know, like you said, you just don't know how to affect someone's life and what's going on behind your back. And when you've done something so kind, it leaves a ripple effect, like when you throw a pebble in the river, all those circles that it makes. You've done that.
Yeah.
You did that years ago.
Oh, Wow.
And, I mean,
well,
and your life kind of shows that, because of the way you are living and who you are, it's not a coincidence that you're being blessed. You're just a good woman, and it's an honor to know you, Miss T.G. Carr. It really is.
And it's an honor to know you. Thank you. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
You're welcome. So, thank you.
But my baby charged up. The best way to describe that is, you know, it was a vision that I had, and at first it was under a different name. I was partnering with a local fitness group. You know, I had this idea that I wanted to do a fitness nightclub, and I was attending a local fitness group because I was, you know, I had a mission of losing weight. And I was a certified Zumba instructor in Delaware. Now, here's the kicker. I was living in Maryland for work. And once my job, I got relocated for work back to, my job got pushed back to Trenton. So I was traveling, commuting every day from Maryland to Trenton. So I said, I need to find something to do. Yeah. Yeah, it was a long drive. But I was trying to find something to do to kill that commute time, that traffic time. Because, you know, if you're leaving Trenton at a certain time, anybody who's familiar with New Jersey, you hit that traffic there. But then if you also have to go through South Jersey, then you have to go to Delaware. You're going to hit traffic at least three different places.
And it is bumper to bumper standstill.
Bumper to bumper. Yeah, bumper to bumper. Yes. So I was trying to find something to do to kill that traffic time. So I said, let me start attending this fit camp. Plus, I had a goal of I wanted to lose weight. So in talking to them, they knew because, you know, I went to school with both of them. But the one that I was closer with, he knew that I was a Zumba instructor and that I was, you know, doing spot teachings in Delaware. So, you know, he asked, would you want to do your Zumba class out here? And I love Zumba, but I never followed the guidelines of Zumba. So, you know, there's a music criteria, there's a style guide that they kind of want you to stick with, and I always did something outside of that, so I wanted to do my own thing. So
you made
I said to him, yeah, I did. You know, I said to him, I said, I want to do my own thing. I want to do it like a nightclub. I want to do hip-hop, Caribbean, reggae, soca, you know, Motown if I want, house. I want to do any type of music that I want to do, any type of dance that I want to do, but I want it to be an experience that people come and they feel like they're in the club. So, you know, at that time I was partnering with them, and I had a bad experience with one of them because, you know, since we're keeping it raw and uncut, you know,
yes,
partnering
right.
with...
That's how we do it here.
Yeah, that's how we do it. Partnering with people, I had an experience that, you know, my money was funny. Some, like, things weren't adding up. The people, you know, the person, I'll say, because it was one person that was responsible for collecting the money, wasn't turning it all over. You know, so when the books didn't add up, you know, and I felt like because I was a woman, there was some form of, I guess, trying to... Yeah, he was trying to take advantage. He thought I wasn't going to speak up. Now, anybody, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who knows me knows I'm very nice, but I'm not that nice when it comes to, you
your
know,
business.
The things that I need to be stern on, my business. Yeah, and that's one of them, the business. So, you know, I left that situation. And from there, you know, I remember I was talking to my husband one day, and I'm like, you know what, I got to leave that situation. I'm doing my own thing. I don't need a partner. Really, the only thing they were doing was collecting the money, you know. So, and, you know, and they gave me a house. They gave me a house to hold my class in, but I was bringing the people, and I was doing the routines, and I was coming up with the music, and, yeah, so I was doing the work. So I said, whatever we do, that's the work. So I said I want it to be, I thought about calling it Charged Fitness. I said, whatever it is, I want to call, you know, I just want it to be charged. And he was like, charged up. And I said, charged up? We're going, yes, because I need it to be charged up. And it was like aha moment. Yeah, we came up with the name. And
you
I did my
it.
Launch.
That was from the soul. It was from the gut.
It was from the gut. But it made sense. And then from there, I said, okay, I just need to plan my launch. And I planned my launch, and I'm like, you know, if 10 people come out, I'm okay. If one person comes out, I'm okay. You know, and that day, yeah, we had 40-plus people that came out. to that one launch class, and then subsequent classes after that, you know, 60 plus, or, you know, so I've been blessed to have great turnout because I put my heart and soul into every routine, and I just live through that moment. We have so much fun in class. We have so much fun.
Yes,
so,
and it shows in the videos that you do have out. We did one video with Psych TV, and then I see you have some, I believe, on YouTube, on Facebook. And when I see these videos, I'm like, she is giving her all. I hope these people appreciate the effort, because you're not just sitting there shouting out moves. You're not being a hypocrite sitting there telling them to work their hangies off while you sit and watch.
No, absolutely not. That's one thing that I'm adamant about, because a lot of classes that you go to, you know, they tell you what to do and they watch you do it. No, everything that I have my students do, I do it. And then my level has to be even higher. So I have to come at 200%, you know, to make sure that they're at 100%. And the more energy I give, the hyper they get, you know, so it works out.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they bring so much energy. They bring so much energy, and they make it therapeutic for me. They're just everything. I love my students.
I see that. And, you know, they speak so highly of the experience, because I've watched the interviews after they finish the workout. And I teased you.
Yeah.
I said, not only are you inviting these women to a nightclub, they think they're coming to just dance. What they don't know is that they're really getting healthy.
Yeah, they are.
And that's the boss doing it.
Yeah, we
want to take the easy way out, but it's not the easy way out, because you're still working for it. You just happen to be having fun while you do it.
Oh, and we have a lot of fun, but the workout, when I tell you the workout, so the good thing about joining that fit camp was I got to see firsthand, you know, how much wind you need to do certain plyometric exercises, which are those exercises that you have a personal trainer instruct you to do, squats, lunges, jumps, you know, any of those things. So my whole gimmick was I'm taking these exercises that I felt were beneficial in helping me lose weight, and I'm turning them into dance routines. So then you're going to not only dance and have fun in this club and get your steps in, but you're also getting these very important plyometric exercises in that are helping you with strengthening and conditioning yourself. So I trick them into doing it. My students believe. Yeah, they leave not knowing they're doing 200-plus squats, you know, in a day. And you trick them into doing it by blending it into music.
By blending. Back in the day when we were little, my mom would take an aspirin and put it in applesauce and give it to us, and we didn't know we were getting medicine.
That's a good way of putting it. You know, that's a good way of putting it.
It's hilarious, but it is true. Mm-hmm. You are getting the benefits of a boring workout in a fun, exciting way, in a way that we all love. We all love going to the club. 80% of us can't go because we're mothers, wives, workers, whatever the case may be. We've found a different lifestyle, so we no longer want to go to the nightlife, you know. But you have you're doing this, and you have glow bands, bracelets, you know, the lights are turned off. And that's another thing. Please tell us that we can come in and not worry about everybody eyeballing us as we move, because you do what?
Yes, we turn the lights off. So my theme behind that was we turn the lights off, we have the live DJ, and my DJ, he dances as well. So he just loses himself in the music too. So we're running around like maniacs dancing. But we turn the lights off and we use, like, the disco club lights, because people tend to open up a little bit more when the lights are off. You don't feel like everybody's looking at you. And we make sure, one of the first things I say before we start the class is this is a judgment-free zone. So, you know, we're not here to judge anyone. If you're bumping into each other, you're just bumping into each other. If you're going the wrong way, you know, and somebody's going the right, then just have fun with it. So my students will come in, the first day they'll say, I'm not a good dancer. I don't know if I can do this class. And all the other students will say, oh, you'll be fine. None of us know what we're doing either. They'll say that even though they've become professionals. And then it just becomes a party. You just party together. Yeah. So it's a fun environment.
How hard is that? It is great. I can't wait. Like I told you, I'm bringing my Olivia to come because I just can't wait. I think I'm bringing Octavia. We might all join you because we could all use a little bit of exercise in our daily routine. There's nobody that this doesn't benefit because you have levels to charge them.
Yes, I do. I do. I do. And we do it for all levels. So, you know, we have just finished doing a community event. And, you know, I had all of these children that did my class. And it was funny because one of the classes that I did, because it's a family-friendly class, one of the events that I did, you know, and a couple of the students out of my regulars brought their – so I'm on Facebook one day, and I see a video that they posted of their kids. Now, they had a barbecue at their house, and or they were outside eating for whatever reason. They were playing music, and the kids were outside pretending to be me. And they were doing the charged up moves. Well, I say I kept watching that video. All of the views had to come from me because I kept watching it, and I just smiled like I love these little girls. But it made me smile because it's like I'm in there instructing the class, not even knowing that they're so excited and enthused by what I'm doing up there. But to see them go home and imitate. Yeah, admit something.
Imitation is the highest form of flattery. That right there is priceless. Yeah. That tells you what you are doing was designed before you were even put here on earth, not to get too spiritual, but you had a mission. That's why you are here, and it is working.
It is, and I'm enjoying it.
You are. You sound excited about it. Like you said, you have level. I want to know. So I'm going to be honest. I know when we did our TV interview on Psych TV Network, you felt as though I could handle the middle level. So, I am going to stop being a cold chicken, and I'm going to try. But you don't have to, right? You can start below that.
Yeah, so we have different levels. So if anybody wanted to book a private party for Charged Up, you know, so let's say if you said, well, I want to do something fun for my grandmother's 70th birthday, but I know she can't jump in the air and slap her knees and do all this other stuff, you know, then what we have is we have a party request form. We allow you to pick the genre of music that you want, the level of music that you want, and then we tell you, okay, so for this age group, this will be the impact. There'll be low level, you know, they'll receive this amount of steps, and we'll use this, you know, this genre of music or more, and we'll still make it a party tailored towards the audience. Now, if you're coming to a regular class and we have blended, you know, levels there, we give moderations for different moves. So I'll say, you know, if you have bad knees or a bad back, this is where you stay. This is where you live. This is the lane you're driving right now, you know. And my students are okay with that because they watched me when I was so excited about my charge-up class. One day I jumped in the air, came down, and hyperextended my knee. So for a couple weeks, I had to do modified versions of everything. And I told them, just like I tell you, I'm staying in my lane because I know my injury, and you don't want to extend the time that you're injured. You don't want to further hurt yourself or cause any additional injuries. So it's all about us knowing our bodies.
Everything that's on this mission that you are on is not an accident because some doctors have to experience some of the things that they treat their patients for in order to truly be empathetic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. So if I'm doing something, see, before I injured myself, I would say that to people, and I would hope that they would, you know, stay true to what they know they can do and not push themselves far beyond to where it would cause an injury. But after I injured myself and I really couldn't, like even after I physically healed, mentally it was still in my head like, all right, I'm scared to do this because I remember what I experienced with my injury before. So now it's like I coach them a little bit more now. If you physically can't do it or if you're mentally afraid of causing another injury, I need you to stay here because you're still getting the same effect, you're still getting the same steps, you know, and you're still having fun. And they're okay with that, and it makes it for a fun class because you're able, you're able to participate at your level.
It makes me feel like I want to come because let me tell you something. Fear is something trying something new, but when you know the teacher understands that fear, and, you know, I notice you don't have that little injury in your videos, but I'm going to share that story because it will make people like me who are a little bit scared, you know, we don't want, of for it. I'm a big time woman. I don't want to be telling nobody I'm scared to come. But I am a little bit scared. I suffered a heart attack. I do still have some residual injuries on my heart. And I'm like, oh, my God, what if? So we can't live in fear. We are not put on this earth to live in fear. So knowing that you have experienced that fear lets me peep out a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you physically heal before you mentally heal. Yeah, and we're there, you know, and then on top of that, a lot of instructors, they want to teach a class, but they don't follow the other steps. I take this very seriously. I did say I have my Zumba certifications, but I also have my group fitness certification. You know, I also have my CPR certification, you know, so I take this very seriously. Yeah, you know, I take it very seriously. I have my CPR, my first date.
So we're safe, everybody.
Yes, I have it.
Let me tell you, go to Charged Up. You don't have to worry about anything now because this woman, if, even if she hasn't been through it, she can revive you if you need it. So.
Yes. I'm excited, too. And I always, it makes me feel good when someone takes my class and they're apprehensive at first. And at the end of it, they say, That was so much fun. I can't believe I made it through. Or it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. You know, usually that means I did a good job in making you feel comfortable in your lane.
School assembly. I don't know if you remember being in school, but I was in school way before you. And we had the most boring assemblies when it was fitness week or when I was. We had the presidential fitness challenge because apparently we were all obese. Yeah, little things like that. And it was so boring. But I can see you in there giving the kids a glow stick, turning the lights off in the auditorium, and they can all get charged up because, you know, our babies can move.
They can. You know what? But schools are jumping on board with that. So this year was my second year, and I went to Camden Promise Charter School, and 400-plus kids. And we got charged up with them. And then in my hometown of Willingboro, Garfield East School brought me, and I did charged up for the whole fifth grade class. And they had a ball. We had video footage of all of those events. And next week sometime, we're going to Rider University, and we're doing it for the older students. So we're going to get charged up at the university.
You're going to get charged up at Rider University?
Yes, the schools are picking up. I'm very excited about it, but I love when we do charge up at the schools, work with the kids. Their energy is infectious.
Yes, their energy is infectious. You know, your energy is infectious. I just love what you're doing. You're welcome. I just listen to me. I am going to come. I have to say it on air. I have to say it on TV because I cannot let my words come back to me void. So I have got to be honest. So I just listen to me. Encouraging and putting it out there, I'm coming. I'm going to do it. I have a couple pounds that I wouldn't mind shedding. I put up a meme on Facebook and said, look, Summer, you're going to just accept the body that I have now. But you know what? I'm taking that back.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it back. I'm going to work on it. Yeah, I'm going to come and charge up. So when and where can we find you? Are you going to be touring the country so that people who don't live in the neighborhood?
We're booking. So I actually have an event in Virginia that's coming up in a couple months and another one that we're trying to solidify in New York. So, you know, I'm just making my way around. I've had people from other states, North Carolina, where Tennessee reach out, you know, in hopes of planning events there. So, you know, if you want me there, you get me there, I'm there. You know, I was with open arms. People can find me.
Awesome.
My website is www.thechargeduptour.com. And I currently teach at the best gym. It's in my hometown area, right on the outskirts. But the gym is called JBM Fit, and it was a perfect fit for me. It's just such a family-oriented environment. I just love every bit of being there. I love, you know, the staff, the people that we work with. They just made Charged Up, I feel like, the home environment that my students love coming and attending. So it's called JBM Fit. It's called JBM Fit. It's in Edgewater Park, New Jersey. And that's on on Route 130. So anybody who's familiar with that area can find us there. And I teach Mondays and Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. And then I also teach at least once a month at Echelon Health and Fitness, which is in Voorhees, New Jersey. And we do that. So, but
mainly they can find my schedule on the website, or they can find me on Facebook or Instagram at Charged Up Dance. And I put all my information and upcoming events there as well.
Charged Up Dance. Now, let me ask you this. I'm going to look up Charged Up Dance. I think I'm already your friend on Facebook. I'm going to encourage my listeners to go to your website. However,
yes.
What if I see a Charged Up Dance, I see you, and I live in California, and I want to do what you do for your followers in California? Can I franchise with you?
Yes, so that is one of the things that we are working on now. My goal is to franchise and to have, you know, various charged up locations all over, because with all the bookings that we're receiving now or the inquiries that we're receiving, it's becoming too hard for just me and DJ Melly Mel to do on our own. We can't be everywhere. And
shout
so
out to DJ Melly Mel.
Exactly. And he's just the best. So we're looking for additional trainers and additional DJs to join the team and to just branch out so that we can, you know, tackle all the areas and markets. So, yeah, if you are a, you know, aspiring instructor or DJ and you want to learn the ropes and you want to join the Charged Up group, yeah, please, please, please reach out to us. I'll also give my email. It's chargedupdance@gmail.com. Feel free to email me or contact me on any of the social media sites and just let me know. You know, we can meet up.
Yes,
and
you can also. Yes, if you can't find Fiji, she's CIGI. If you can't find her with Charged Up, you know, some of us are not as versed on Facebook and on the computer as we want to be. But we're here. So if you're here on Evol, that means you're probably friends with me, Nefertari Nelson. I will get you to her. So don't worry,
yes.
If you're trying to flow over on the side of the road to write down this information, you missed it all. It's all hope is not lost. I will get to her because I'm so excited. I just knowing her and watching her grow up from a young girl into this amazing, amazing woman. Because you know what,
wow.
Gigi, I want to talk about Charged Up before, you know, in the core of this interview. But I do want to circle back around. Now, we did talk about Charged Up. We talked about you doing
mm-hmm.
hair. But I have four dogs. And when I came home and told them that you are the prettiest little thing on earth, you wear heels, you have your hair done, but you are not just beauty. You are IT at your job.
Oh.
So when somebody's computer shuts down, they call IT. Who shows up? Fiji.
Yeah, you showed up.
So you are a computer. What is the title of that job?
So currently, starting in 2008, I became a software consultant, and that was for under child support. You know, I worked with the various different state agencies, and I provided, you know, software support on the application, which we call our child support system now. I provided software support for all the new users and trained them how to use the system. We trained the judges, the hearing officers, you know, the social workers. We trained them on how to use the new system because we implemented that. And I did that in New Jersey and Delaware. And then I was stationed to go to South Carolina and do the same thing because they were also implementing this new federally mandated child support system. But I up, and because I wanted to stay in New Jersey and, you know, with my family and build my brand,
yeah.
So I accepted a position at Rutgers University. So here at Rutgers University, you know, one of my other passions I get to live out, I am a curriculum writer at Rutgers University here.
Awesome.
So I have the IT experience and the, you know, higher education curriculum writing experience. So I have landed some pretty awesome jobs, I'll say.
Yes, I would say so as well. And the reason I want to highlight you, and I got to bring you back. I know I keep bringing you back. But this, we are in a place in the African American community where there's so much negativity talked about, you know, surrounding us. You know, we see our black men getting murdered. We see this happening. We see that happening. And you know, we don't want our kids to only see the gloom and doom. We're praying for our community to get better and stronger. We're doing that. We're going to continue to work on it. However, I do want our kids to be inspired. I don't want them to feel like there's nothing out there for us and we're just going to get murdered by the police and there's no hope. I want them to see also that this young girl from Bowling Green, New Jersey, is now the owner of her own fitness program. That's not small, CG. That's not small.
Thank you.
You do computer work. You do curriculum writing for a major university. You are a certified hairdresser, and you are a happily married, beautiful African American woman.
Thank you.
That is what's happening in the African American community. That is a black woman. And guess what, everyone? She is not bitter. She is not unhappy. She is the bubbliest little thing you want to meet, but I wouldn't cross her. This is about her business. And that is what I want for my daughters, to be well-rounded, to have the entire package. And I want to say kudos to your parents. They did an amazing job. And you, for being an inspiration in our community, showing our young girls, young people in general, this is what you can be if you just do the right thing in life. Because as I've watched you through the years, even when you had your magazine, I've been watching.
You stayed
humble, beautiful. I never saw you saying anything negative on Facebook, talking about this one hating me. You never. Always an inspirational message. And you are an amazing, amazing example. Keep it up, ladies.
Wow.
Keep it up.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I cannot tell you enough. Tell us one more time. I know we went over it before, but sometimes when people don't know what's coming, they don't have the ink pen or the thing that they need. Mm-hmm. Tell us again. Take your time and tell us again about all your social media, where we can find you, where maybe we can see you in the future, and what we can do if we want to possibly own a franchise of Charged Up. Tell us again.
Okay, so my social media, Instagram, Facebook, is Charged Up Dance. You can find me on there. Send me a request, send me a DM or an inbox. I respond very quickly. My email, if anybody wants to send me any messages or any inquiries about possibly joining as a trainer or a DJ, because we are looking to add additional people to our team, my email is chargedupdance@gmail.com. And the website is www.thechargeduptour.com. And you can also send any inquiries about bookings on the website as well. And just most importantly, anytime someone contacts me, don't feel afraid, to send me whatever it is that's on your mind. If you're afraid of trying the class, if you're afraid of getting into instructing, I have a few students who wanted to become instructors, and all they had to do was just, vocalize that to me. I worked with them before, after class. Two of them have gone off to become instructors of their own classes, and they're doing great. So, I try to build people in that way as well. Even if you don't want to be a Charged Up instructor, if you just need some advice, so that you can start a brand, your own thing, I'm here. I try to help as much as I can. So I'm here. I'm here. I'm available. Email, social media, any way you want to contact me. You can find me at JBM. Mondays and Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. I'm always there. Come attend the class. Come get charged up with us. And just have fun. We just party. You party the pound away.
It is super fun. It's super, super, duper fun. I just, as I talk to you, every time I talk to you, I think I feed off of your energy a little bit too. I just want to say, everybody listening, think about what you're hearing from this woman. I see a lot of people making posts about what they can't do and what's wrong with their life. But think about the words she's using, and think about how humble her spirit comes off. It's real. There's a reason why CG Carr is being blessed in the way she's being blessed. She has devoted her life to giving. Everything that she has said in this interview all came back to what she can do for others. And that is the secret. We are all on this earth to do one thing, give back, be an example. And you've already committed yourself to that. And I think that is something that we all, as the media, the news media outlet, we need to make sure we put a strong emphasis on that in the black community. We see more posts saying, love thyself, do for me, 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 me. That will get you absolutely nowhere but sitting in the house alone with good who? Me. give back to someone else, do something for someone else, like this woman is doing for her community and for her and for others, and you will reap what you sow. Do you agree, Ms. Easy Carr?
Oh, I agree 100%. 100%.
You are amazing. This is the story. Well, this is just the beginning. I can't wait to see you on Good Morning America, the Dr. Oz show, the Chew, all the shows, the TLC network. I can't wait to see you up there with Charged Up, doing a reality show, showing people how they can do it themselves, how they can transform.
I can't wait either. I can't.
I believe in speaking it. Thank you so much, Ms. Easy Carr, for coming on to Networking with Nefertari. This has been a very fun experience.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you would like to say? Any shout outs you want to give to anyone?
You know what? Shout out to my students for sticking with me, riding with me from day one of Charged Up. I have some very loyal students. Whether they can come every day or whether they can't, they're still loyal. They remain loyal. I also want to shout out anybody who's ever thought of booking me or bringing me back to their, prior events or to their communities, because I do a lot of community events, and just for giving me the opportunity to get my name out there. Just anybody who supports Charged Up in general, and to you for supporting me. You don't realize, with you bringing me onto your show on Psych TV and also on your radio show, like, you've shown me an immense amount of support. And you don't even understand how that has been, how that's been received by me. And I just want you to know that I'm proud of you as well. Like, watching everything that you're doing, and you're just a phenomenal woman, an entrepreneur who's paving the way. And you're not, one of the things I always say with women, we're always competing. And you're a pure example of collaboration over competition. And I commend you for that.
Thank you. That coming from you, that means the world. I am sitting here smiling like you just gave me a cookie. I'm a good one. And I know my daughter said, stop giggling on the air so much. I can't help it. It's natural. You just made me smile, Fiji. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you. You're a busy lady, but I would love to have you on again. I would love to have some of your shows on Psych TV as a show. Working on the boss man of Psych TV to do that, because I would love to be able to sit on and do an episode if I want to.
Say no more. I'm with it. My students will be so excited.
Yes. Sometimes, bad weather, we're a mom, we just had a baby 6 weeks old, we can't get out. Whatever those situations are, I want to be able to say, on demand, click it, and I can watch and become charged up right now. Maybe even a live stream while you're doing it. I can tell you go with the flow, and after an interview with the Paul Network,
tell a friend, I'm going to share the link with you.
You're welcome. This will air this Tuesday, and it will air again next Tuesday at 10 a.m. But I'll send you the link so that you can post it, and you can post it as much as you want, and you can come back and listen to it as much as you want.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ms. CG Carr of Charged Up. You have a great day.
Okay. You too.